Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hud, you there?
Oh, see, Don, I'm so glad that whenever you introduce me now, you don't call me great. You don't call me all those falsehoods, but just bring me to the house to talk to the people. I love it. See, Don, how you been, man?
I'm doing fantastic, Hud. There's a lot of things to get your opinion on. Let's just start with this. I want to hear the story about your first major league game and your first major league hit.
Oh, how exciting, man. And watching these young players now, C-Dot, in the broadcast booth, it never gets old, never. We might see a handful a year get calls up. And it's so special. And I remember now, my family was all from Fresno, California, and I was, of course, a New York Yankee. And I know fans in Kansas City, what they think about the Yankees and the Cardinals. And so, I remember Al Nipper was pitching, and he came in with a fastball, and I hit a jam shot. It was a doinker. I mean, it was one of the ugliest base hits I ever got, and I got plenty of ugly ones. And I dunked it over Bill Buckner's head in Yankee Stadium. And the foul ground there was only like 4 feet, 5 feet, so there's no foul ground. It bounced over his head and into the stands. And I remember the great trainer of the Yankees, Gene Monahan, run down the line. I saw him run down the line. He gave two balls for one and again got my baseball back. And wrote up the most beautiful with the most beautiful handwriting ever on my ball. And you know, some of the autographed baseballs that you get now that you had signed years later, C-Dot, they fade. The signatures fade on them, man. You know, the ink on the leather, after years and years, they go away. But mine has not. I'm so happy. My home run ball and my first hit ball are all just like they were 30, 40 years ago whenever I was a young buck.
Right now, we're talking to Rex Hudler, Royals television broadcaster, ahead of Jack Caglione's major league debut. Hud, you tell us a lot about the time that you spent in the minor leagues, and we always appreciate those stories. What was the biggest adjustment? What is the biggest adjustment coming from the minor leagues to the majors?
I was just sharing that with my guys up in my booth here about the process of a player. And most young players, offensive players, hitters, position players, it takes them a year or two to kind of figure out that they're good enough to play here. Now, if there's a handful of guys that come in that are really good and they take off right away, but a majority of the position players, it takes them a couple of call-ups, you know, and sent down a few times to kind of get their confidence that they can play up here. And eventually they get it, like Lofton. Lofton's a different player now. He's been up and down for the last couple of seasons. He had a baby, he and his wife. And once you start a family, now they're counting on you even more to make a living for them during a short time in your life. So for a player, he says, okay, it's my turn now. I am going to beat your family, and it's your family against mine. So when you take it to that level, Now you become a guy. Pitchers like Noah Cameron. How do you experience that? Noah Cameron comes to the major leagues with the Royals this year, a call out from nowhere, and deals and has dealt every single start. That never happened for a pitcher. Pitchers, how about Brady Singer? How about Bubich and Lynch? Those guys, man, it took them 2 or 3 years to figure out that they were good, and now they're guys. It just doesn't happen like that, but let's just keep our fingers crossed that a young Jack, Lumberjack is what I'm going to call him, once he goes yay, yay, really deep, we're going to have some fun with this guy, and hopefully he helps our team get back to where we need to be, and that's about 10 or 15 over 500. But, you know, he'll have his challenges, but he's such a, without watching him ever live, he's got such a good eye and a good disciplined hitter, I think he's going to survive up here. You know, long, he's got a big wide base. Okay, he doesn't stride very much, which keeps his balance perfect. And, you know, they're going to challenge him with 95-plus up in the zone. Those pitches that have that backspin on them, and they ride up in the zone, and they're going to be breaking balls down in the dirt to try to get him to chase. So they'll see. They'll test him. And then, you know, whoever we play next will be the White Sox. Their advanced scout is sitting in the stands and will be here for every single Cardinal game. So they'll watch how Jack and the rest of the team does. And that's what an advanced scout does. He'll go and he's a spy, and he'll report to the Chicago White Sox about what they saw and how they got him out or what he hit and what to stay away from. So that's what makes the game so competitive and so hard game to game that it's scouted so much. But we're keeping our fingers crossed. About ready to hear from Jack here pretty soon in this press conference he's going to have down here. It's an exciting day. For Royals fans and the Kansas City Royals, no question.
Right now, we're talking to Rex Hudler. The lineup is out. Jack Caglione is going to be the DH. He's also going to hit sixth today. Here's the lineup. Jonathan India, Bobby Witt Jr., Mikel Garcia. Vinny is going to play first today and hit fourth. Salvador Perez is going to hit fifth. Jack Caglione is going to DH and hit sixth. Lofton, Waters, and Isbell. That's the 7, 8, 9. And Michael Lorenzen is on the hill today for the Royals. Hud, I actually like this decision to just let Jack focus on offense. He hasn't played a lot of outfield in the minor leagues, only played 14 games. I do like the decision to just let him designate a hit, maybe have him do that for this road trip and just focus on one thing.
Oh, totally. And you know, C-Dot, the Royals are really sharp. They know exactly what's going on. They were going to bring him when they thought it was the right time. Okay, this organization rarely makes any bad moves clerically from the front office. They are solid. This is a J.J. Piccolo. He inherited the blueprint of championship quality from Dayton Moore. The ownership has done a great job by letting J.J. do his thing here, and he knows what we need. Just listening to you tell me that Salvi's going to get some real protection behind him, that gave me goosebumps. We are another hitter, maybe two, away from what we need to win a championship here. And J.J. knows that. We're in the perfect part of the season where there's plenty to go. Our Royals have as good a chance as anybody else in the Central, because the Tigers are going to lose their bunch and we're going to win some. This is going to be a fun ride. But I don't know, probably this year, next year, how long will we have this great pitching? I think they know that this now is the time. The Royals want to win a championship. There's no doubt. And so now is the time. And Jack is here. And hopefully he won't get over-intimidated, he won't get dealt on, and he'll have a little bit of success, and he'll be able to hit behind the captain or another important hitter, which is so important in baseball.
Hud, how difficult is it to do what Jack Caglione just did? I mean, he played 50 games in the minors. He played 38 games in Arkansas and played 12 games for the Omaha Storm Chasers and had great success at both stops. You usually talk about baseball as a game about failure, ups and downs, and you got to be able to handle it. He didn't really experience much failure down in the minors, and I don't really know what reason we were going to believe if he got another 100, 150 ABs that failure was going to happen. He just seemed like somebody who minor league baseball was just too easy of a game for him. How difficult is it?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
To be that level of prospect.
Well, you know what? Let's just remember, he was not from high school. He's not 17, 18, 19 years old. Now, he is 22, but he played enough college ball at Florida, which a good college team, Division One, probably good as a high A ball team or even as a low double A team talent wise. So that's a pretty competitive league, and it's pretty. I mean, it's not rookie ball, or it's not my, you know, and it's not bad baseball. So let's remember that he kicked butt down there too. Okay, in college. So this guy is a talent. He's not just a flash in the pan. He's got extreme skills. He's worked hard as a youngster in his day. He's like a lot of them. A lot of them are single sport only. Back in our day, we played all the sports. I was more of a well-rounded athlete. Nowadays, these kids that only play baseball from when they're little and they're young all the way up, they're specialized. They're better. At 22, Jack Caglione is better than I was at 24, 25, 26. I had my best season at 35. For criminy's sakes, I was a late bloomer. Now, Jack, we're hoping he can come on right away and do it. And I'm seeing no reason why he can't. Okay, so this is the caliber of talent that that's going to allow him to succeed up here. And when I dropped on the Cardinals producer, I spoke with him earlier, and I told him he throws 100 miles an hour left-handed. He freaked out and said, "What? He also throws 100?" Yeah, I mean, a left-handed pitcher, anytime in the modern day today, if you got a lefty that throws 100, this guy could be a star. So now the Royals want him to be hit only, but let's not forget he has that other tool, which is sick. That's incredible.
Hud, last thing, and we'll get you out of here, and we always appreciate your time. We had J.J. Cooper on, who was the editor for Baseball America, and he said that he believes that Jack Caglione has the best power in the Royals organization since Bo Jackson. You know Bo and played with Bo. What is it like to hear somebody's power compared to his?
Gives me goosebumps. Bo was an incredible talent that when he, in his last season in his baseball career, he was an angel. California Angels. I was his teammate. And he didn't play every single game, but he played pretty much all of them. But whenever he didn't play and he came out in the ninth inning to pinch hit, oh, you'd have thought that Babe Ruth was coming to the plate or a famous star, because the crowd would go absolutely crazy because they knew he was going to do something that a lot of right-handed hitters can't do. He would go opposite field up in the tunnels up there where Barry Bonds would hit him. Right-handed, his pop was amazing from pole to pole. So what I heard this morning from the hitting instructors of the Royals was that this guy is a legitimate power that they haven't seen in years. So this is going to be a lot of fun. We don't care if the home runs scrape the back of the fence or they go 500 feet. But this kid has legitimate power. I would love the fact that if he had that Bose power. Because I heard on breaking balls on the outer half of the plate, remember, he's a left-handed batter, so those righties try those breaking balls. They call them backdoor breakers. And Jack's all over those. So if he's already hitting those to the opposite field, man, we just can't wait to see what we're going to have, what we're going to see tonight. C-Dot, I really appreciate you letting me come on and share about the potential here and how much fun it's going to be and the protection that Salvi's going to have now.
Absolutely. Hud, I'll get you out of here with this last question. Where does Busch Stadium rank, new Busch Stadium, in stadiums that you get a chance to visit throughout the year? And I'm imagining that there's going to be a lot of Royals fans out there today. I think a lot of people are going to take the day trip to go over there and watch them play.
Oh, buddy, look, I think it's a great idea for any folks. It's a beautiful yard, no question. It's all decked in red, the seats, you know, and they have the rooftop in the back, the brew house, all that stuff that they have, their little community ballpark here. So nice to get to go everywhere. When I walked in tonight, this afternoon, for the security lady, and I showed her my pass, I told her, look at this pass I got, man. This is one of the happiest days of my life when I get this pass. It gets me in free to every ballpark in America. And that's a special treat that I'll never forget, the privilege of having a pass so I could go in ballparks. And it's a blessing, no doubt. I wish more folks could come to different ballparks. It's such a goal, a great goal to have for your family and your young people, to look at the schedule, look at next year's schedule, pick one city, and one time each summer, go to a different ballpark. You'll love the experience. You'll love the cities. I know some of my close friends came to Milwaukee for opening day this year as the Royals was their opener in Milwaukee, and they never had as much fun in a city at a game ever. So, folks, you want to enjoy a real American treat, come to the ballparks. Come to any one of you can and get your list going until you can hit all 30. You'll love it.
That is Rex Hudler joining us on the show today, Royals television broadcaster, and he is a friend of the show. Hud, it's always great catching up with you. I appreciate you.
Thanks, C-Dot. Looking for big things ahead, but thank you.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.